Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Monday, September 9th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by iMazing. Today was Apple's It's Glow Time special event where we saw a ton of hardware announcements, so let's dive in. First and foremost, Apple unveiled AirPods 4, its latest generation of AirPods wireless earbuds. This marks the first time that the standard AirPods have been updated since October of 2021, and Apple's doing a pretty big shakeup of the lineup. Apple has unveiled two different versions of AirPods 4, a lower-end model and a higher-end model. For both AirPods 4 versions, they look and feel very similar to AirPods 3. They come packaged in a new, more compact charging case than what was available with AirPods 3, and the AirPods 4 charging case features USB-C, replacing the previous Lightning port. Both versions of AirPods 4 are powered by the H2 audio chip and feature support for personalized spatial audio with dynamic head tracking. You'll get up to 30 hours of listening time with the charging case, automatic device switching, voice isolation, personalized volume, and more. But the higher-end version of AirPods 4 packs a lot more inside. First, that higher-end AirPods 4 version supports active noise cancellation, adaptive audio, and transparency mode. You also get the new conversation awareness feature, a charging case that's wireless and works with the Apple Watch charger or Qi certified chargers, and a speaker for Find My integration. The entry-level version of AirPods 4 is priced at $129, while AirPods 4 with active noise cancellation are $179. Both versions are available to order today and will begin arriving on Friday, September 20th. Next up, we have the Apple Watch Series 10. Apple says the Apple Watch Series 10 is the biggest wearable device they've ever made, with up to 30% more screen area than previous Apple Watch models, and that screen is even slightly bigger than the Apple Watch Ultra. The display is up to 40% brighter when viewed from an angle and is the first ever wide-angle OLED display Apple has ever used. The always-on display now updates once a second instead of once a minute, so you can see things like seconds in a timer countdown and more detailed turn-by-turn navigation. In addition to having the biggest display, the Apple Watch Series 10 is also the thinnest Apple Watch Apple's ever made, measuring in at 9.7 millimeters thick, which is 10% thinner than the Series 9. The aluminum version is also 10% lighter than the Series 9. Apple Watch Series 10 is available in aluminum, including silver and gold, along with a brand new polished aluminum jet black finish. Apple's discontinued the stainless steel version of the Apple Watch, and instead we have a new polished titanium finish. This model includes that same shiny look as the stainless steel and weighs 20% less than the stainless steel did. Apple Watch Series 10 also supports sleep apnea detection, as was rumored. The device will use the accelerometer to measure breathing disturbances to notify you of possible sleep apnea and tell you that you should discuss that result with your doctor. Interestingly, sleep apnea detection is also coming to the Apple Watch Series 9 and the Apple Watch Ultra 2. Other changes with the Series 10 include the fastest charging ever. You can get up to an 80% charge in just 30 minutes. You can now play music and podcasts from the Apple Watch speaker itself. It now supports measuring water temperature, and there's an all-new Tides app. The Apple Watch Series 10 is available to order today, starting at $399, with the first orders arriving on September 20th. And Apple did not release an Apple Watch Ultra 3, but what it did do is update the Apple Watch Ultra 2 to be available in a new satin black titanium finish. The satin black Apple Watch Ultra is available to pre-order today, with the first orders arriving on September 20th for $800. We are sponsored this week by iMazing from DigiDNA, the world's most trusted app for managing iPhones and Apple mobile devices from a Mac or PC. With iMazing 3, you gain powerful backup, data extraction, media, and file transfer capabilities, and so much more. There's iOS backup management, a quick transfer feature to drag and drop files and folders to your device, message extraction and archiving to PDF, and so much more. It's perfect for both casual and advanced users, and you can try iMazing 3 for free by hitting the link in the show notes or visiting iMazing.com. My thanks to DigiDNA and iMazing for supporting the show. Last but not least, today we have the iPhone 16 and iPhone 16 Pro to talk about. The iPhone 16 features a new capacitive button on the side of the device to make it easier to capture photos and videos. Apple's calling this button the camera control. The action button, which was previously exclusive to the Pro models, is also included on the iPhone 16, replacing the mute switch. The new camera control button is touch sensitive. You can press the camera control to snap a photo or slide your finger along the top of it to adjust things like zoom level, depth of field, and photographic styles. Apple is also launching a new visual artificial intelligence feature that can be quickly accessed through the camera control button. When you long press on the camera control, you can bring up a visual search feature that can use the camera to look at what's around you and tell you information about your surroundings. This feature, however, won't be available until later this year. Photos taken by the iPhone 16 are also improved thanks to an upgraded camera lens, including a new 48-megapixel ultra-wide camera. The iPhone 16 can also capture 3D spatial videos and photos to be viewed on Apple Vision Pro. The iPhone 16 is powered by the A18 chip, which is up to 30% faster than the iPhone 15. And Apple says that the iPhone 16 was designed for Apple intelligence from the ground up. The colors for the iPhone 16 are also dramatically improved, and the devices come in the ultramarine, teal, pink, white, and black. Other design features of the iPhone 16 and iPhone 16 Plus remain unchanged, such as the 6.1-inch and 6.7-inch display sizes, respectively. The iPhone 16 and iPhone 16 Plus will be available to pre-order on Friday, September 13th, available on September 20th. Pricing starts at $799 with 128GB of storage for the iPhone 16 and $899 for the 16 Plus. Those prices are unchanged compared to the iPhone 15. And finally, the iPhone 16 Pro and iPhone 16 Pro Max. The iPhone 16 Pro offers a new design with bigger screens, new color, and more. The iPhone 16 Pro features a larger 6.3-inch display, while the iPhone 16 Pro Max features a larger 6.9-inch display. The phones are available in four colors: a darker black titanium, a lighter white titanium, natural titanium, and an all-new desert titanium. The iPhone 16 Pro and Pro Max are powered by the all-new A18 Pro chip inside, which features a 16-core neural engine that can perform 35 trillion operations per second, is faster and more efficient, and offers a 17% increase in memory bandwidth. Apple says that the 6-core GPU is 20% faster than the iPhone 15 Pro, the 6-core CPU is 15% faster and uses 20% less power. Apple says this is the fastest CPU in any smartphone, and Apple Intelligence features will run 15% faster on the iPhone 16 Pro than they do on the iPhone 15 Pro. In terms of camera updates, Apple says the iPhone 16 Pro offers never-before-seen camera features, including a 48-megapixel fusion camera, which is a second-generation quad-pixel sensor that enables zero shutter lag for 48-megapixel ProRAW and HEIF photos. Just like on the iPhone 16, the ultra-wide camera has been updated to 48-megapixel and now supports autofocus, and the 5X telephoto camera that first debuted on the iPhone 15 Pro Max is also now available on the iPhone 16 Pro. The iPhone 16 Pro also now records 4K video at 120 frames per second and offers four upgraded studio quality microphones for higher quality audio recording. The iPhone 16 Pro and Pro Max also feature the best iPhone battery life ever, according to Apple, and the thinnest display bezels ever used on an Apple product. On the right-hand side, you'll also find the same camera control button that came to the iPhone 16 as well. Pricing for the iPhone 16 Pro is the same as before, so the iPhone 16 Pro starts at $999 for 128GB, while the iPhone 16 Pro Max starts at $1,199 for 256GB. Pre-orders begin on Friday, September 13th, with availability on Friday, September 20th. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. We will have much more on Apple's other announcements from today's event over the course of the week. In the meantime, you can read all about it at 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.